It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hanson, your host. On this weekend show, we're happy to be joined in studio by the Sheriff of Calaveras County, Rick DiBasilio. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, BJ.
So what's keeping you busy these days as Calaveras County Sheriff?
Well, there's a lot of things keeping me busy. We have budget cycles coming up. We're now dealing with indoor marijuana grows and just our everyday petty thieves that are out and about in the county, which aren't a lot, but they're still there.
Every time we have you in, it seems like we're talking about illegal marijuana grows. Are you still seeing quite a few of those in the county?
Yeah, the outdoor stuff, obviously, because of the rain and whatnot, is subsided, but now they've moved indoor and we're starting to take down the indoor grows yet again.
You had an auction too not too long ago related to marijuana grows, correct?
We did. About 18 months ago, we did a marijuana grow down in the Burson Wallace area and confiscated five big generators. And it took us about 18 months and the DA, working with the DA, to get the authority to go ahead and auction those off. And we did. It was a couple weeks ago now, I think. And we ended up selling all five of them and made some pretty good money. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, but thanks to PG&E and their power shutoffs, it made the price of those generators extremely high.
So roughly how much did you make? Do you know offhand?
The total was like $47,200 between the five of them. I think that when it's all said and done, by the time we pay for the storage that we had them in storage for 18 months and the hauling from the site to the storage and from the storage back up to the sheriff's office and what we give to the DA, I think the sheriff's office will probably get about $23,000 or $4,000. That goes into our asset forfeiture program, which is able for us to use for spending for anything drug-related. What we didn't talk about offline was a tractor that I bought so we can do our outdoor marijuana grows.
Okay. What can you tell us about this tractor?
It's just a little, people know them as bobcats, but this is a cat track loader. It's like a little skid steer. Has about a 6 foot, 6.5 foot bucket on it so that we can eradicate the marijuana plants without, you know, having the guys get hurt because of the wiring and the stuff that they use, or when I say wiring, wires that they use to hold the marijuana plants up. It's going to save a lot of cuts and bruises on personnel. We'll be able to utilize this machine and it'll go a lot faster. We were using a contractor, but we were susceptible to his time frame. So there was a lot of grows that we went on that we didn't have a contractor, so it was all done by manual labor, and this is going to resolve that problem.
You mentioned, too, the planned power shutoffs. And how did the sheriff's office respond to those incidents?
Well, our sheriff's office has a big generator that runs not only the sheriff's office but the jail. We fared very well. We actually set up so that the district attorney's office and the probation department could work out of our office, which they did. So it kept them up and running. And in working with our IT for the county, they were able to plumb in phone lines and computers into our sheriff's office for those two other entities. So it worked out very well for us. It was very smooth.
Was the community in Calaveras County relatively calm, or did you get quite a few calls for services?
No, they actually did pretty well. I know there was a bad rush for fuel, and there was a lot of stations that had no power. So in the coming days prior, there was long lines at the gas stations, and there was a few gas stations that did have power. They might have only had one pump running, but there was fuel available. And the first one did not hit the Valley Springs and lower areas. The second one did, so it was a little bit more of an emergency for people to try and get fuel, and the stores were closed, but we didn't get that every time out of the three.
Is this the time of the year when you start looking at the budget for the next fiscal year?
Yeah, funny you say that. We're actually getting ready to do our mid-years to kind of see where everybody's at. And typically we've already started that, but we're running a little bit behind because of the marijuana stuff that was going on in the Board of Supervisors room. So we're going to start that here in January, and then in March we'll actually start the new budget program to get our budget for 1920.
those questions about the marijuana funding that the supervisors have been debating, how does that impact the sheriff's office?
Actually, it doesn't really impact us too much at all in this. Well, the program itself doesn't impact us because those are regulatory fees, and those can only be used for the regulation of the program. Because we pretty much deal with just the illegal side, those come out of the general fund. So the catch-22 to all that is that if they have the regulatory program, now they can collect Measure C taxes, which is that marijuana tax that was passed a couple of years ago. So that would put more money into the general fund, which would allow the sheriff's office to receive more funding for maybe more personnel. So in a roundabout way, the program does affect us, but not the actually regulation side of it.
Calaveras County, obviously being a very large geographical area, how is staffing right now for the sheriff's office?
Actually, right now, we actually kind of stepped back about a year ago. We hired a company to promote the sheriff's office. I don't remember if you saw the video.
Saw the videos, yes.
And believe it or not, that video has made our applications go through the roof. We have no shortage of applications right now. I am only short five deputies right now. I've got two that we just rehired that quit and decided to come back because they figured the grass wasn't greener on the other side of the fence. So they've come back, and I have four in the academy right now. So technically, I have one too many guys. But again, at mid-years, I'm going to be asking the board for more personnel to get ready for the new marijuana season and to put more guys out on the street. So realistically, in March, when these guys graduate, I will be fully staffed with the numbers that they've allowed me, which is still about seven people short of where we were back in 2004, 5, and 6.
The recruits that you've had, are they coming from all over the place, or just are they primarily local people?
We've actually had a lot of folks coming from within the county, out of Tuolumne County, and when I say local, within, say, a 50-mile air radius, so fairly local. We're still getting some from, you know, out of the areas, but we're the geographic area that we're targeting is local. Stanislaus, San Joaquin County, Tuolumne, Calaveras, Amador, and we seem to be doing very well on that.
When you look at crime trends right now in Calaveras County, what have you been noticing as sheriff?
Well, during the wintertime, the crime kind of falls off because it's cold, it's wet. Bad guys don't, I guess they don't want to get their hair wet. I don't know. So it's slowed down a little bit, but it maintains a steady pace. Our crime stats for the past 3 years haven't fluctuated up or down very much at all. So it's about the same as it has been in the past. We have a fair share of burglaries, and that's caused by the guys that are using drugs that want to steal stuff so they can go buy their drugs. It's a never-ending vicious cycle is what it is. But as far as the roller coaster ride, it's staying pretty flat, which is good. And we're still probably one of the lower counties in the state of California for crime stats. We're actually quite low.
Have you done many special enforcement efforts recently?
We did, actually. Over this past weekend, we did a special enforcement, the guys did very well. We had four extra folks out on the streets. We made quite a few arrests, got a lot of methamphetamines off the streets, some marijuana, took a drunk driver, turned that over to CHP, and we actually caught somebody doing a burglary in progress. So it was a very successful week.
Got a burglary in progress. That's great to hear.
Yes, it is.
Do you do those periodically where you bring extra people on?
We haven't done them in quite a while just because of our staffing levels being so low, but because we're getting our staffing levels back up, it's an option for us now, and we've been trying to do them more often. This is probably the best statistics we've seen for doing one of these programs in many, many years.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we will be taking the weekend off with the Christmas holiday, but we will be back the following weekend after for Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment with Sheriff Rick DiBasilio is coming up in just a minute.